Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Irish Pharmacy Union and the Department of Health are currently at an impasse about implementing a national plan to make hormone replacement therapy free to all women. The measure was announced in November by the previous Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, who said legislation had been passed to allow the introduction of free HRT in January of 2025. However, the scheme is not yet operational and no date has been provided for its implementation. This week, the new Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, signalled a willingness to solve the issue when she spoke to RTE Radio 1.
The cost of the medication has been able to be covered since January, and I would like to see it resolved. And I have already had a very good meeting with the Irish Pharmaceutical Union, and I would very much like to see this resolved. They're going to come back to me with proposals about how we might take this forward. I do recognise that it's appropriate that there be some measure of recognition of the expertise and the services provided by the pharmacist. But I also think it's important that every person in Ireland knows that a dispensing fee is part of the bill that they get. And perhaps it's important that there's a little more transparency shed on that.
To discuss the HRT rollout and Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill's comments there on Morning Ireland, I'm joined by Cathy Marr, Chair of the Irish Pharmaceutical Union Pharmacy Contractors Committee. Cathy, good evening. Thanks very much for joining me on Drive Time. Were you listening to the Minister's comments earlier this week, and how would you react?
Good evening. Yes, I did hear the interview on Morning Ireland, and I suppose as a woman and as a pharmacist, I was heartened to hear again that women's health conversations and conversations around improving women's healthcare are to the fore. However, it was no surprise to pharmacists around the country, as we had in the Irish Pharmacy Union, had warned the previous health minister that free HRT scheme could not be delivered in time in January due to a number of reasons. And I'm glad to hear that Minister Carroll McNeill is willing to address these.
The issue has been that while the money is provided for HRT, for the medicine itself, not for the dispensing fees. Is that right?
No, well, that's part of it. But actually, it's a multifactorial reason as to why HRT and free HRT scheme cannot be rolled out. First and foremost, the secondary legislation that is needed to be put in place to allow this scheme be operable has not been implemented. It has not been drafted yet. Certainly, we'd welcome that, because nothing can happen until that is done. It has not been made clear to pharmacists or the Irish Pharmacy Union which medicines that any free HRT scheme would apply to. And many of the listeners to this programme will know that supply of HRT products is a huge problem, particularly in the past 2.5 years and particularly in the past 2 months.
Yeah, we've discussed shortages in the past, all right, yeah.
Absolutely. And the number of conversations I've had today alone with women who I cannot supply the product for which they've been prescribed, either in the strength or the form that they need to treat their symptoms.
So those Cathy, to cut across you, those shortages continue?
Those shortages continue, and I would say are a crisis level. Now, I acknowledge in the programme for government, the government has said that they would look at a proactive approach to addressing medicine shortages and enabling pharmacists. But first and foremost, when I talk to the women of Ireland, I know it's the shortages and supply of product is a bigger problem for them right now, because they want to treat their symptoms and have a good quality of life. And another item around the introduction of the free HRT scheme is that there is no IT system, so there is no computer system in place to enable me as a pharmacist transmit any claims to the HRC for payment. So there are a number of reasons. It's not just down to fees. There's actually a number of reasons why we warned the previous health minister that this could not be rolled out in a timely manner. And we're happy to hear that the new health minister is willing to look at these issues and try and address this in a realistic timeframe.
Are there not IT solutions in place already by which you're reimbursed, though, for other medicines? Would it not work in a similar way?
It's hard to believe, but Irish health system and community pharmacies work by operating 22 different health schemes. So many of your listeners would know that patients avail of medicines through community pharmacy, through perhaps the general medical card scheme, so the GMS scheme, the drug payment scheme. So each of those has a different set of business rules. And actually, that's something else that was in the programme for government, was around streamlining reimbursement processes, because it's exceptionally complex and complicated to reimburse pharmacies for the medicines that they dispense.
Briefly, can you outline the costs of these medicines, or dispensing them to pharmacies?
Sorry, what was that?
Can you spell out the costs involved here for pharmacies, I'm wondering, because the minister is talking about the dispensing fees that you're asking for. She said you need to be more transparent about it.
Absolutely. So again, it's worth noting that 82%, so 8 out of every 10 medicines dispensed in Ireland is actually dispensed on one of the community drug schemes, so one of those 22 schemes that I outlined. And actually more than two-thirds of all HRT products, so to treat women with further menopausal symptoms, are also dispensed on state schemes. So anyone that receives their medicine under the medical card system, under the drug payment scheme or any other drug scheme, for those medicines, there is a cost price, and cost price of medicines is fixed in an agreement between the Department of Health, the government, and with the manufacturers of medicines. Pharmacists have no actor part in that at all. So there's the cost of medicines, which is fixed. And for 82% of all medicines dispensed, they're dispensed on the state schemes, and they're dispensed on a fixed professional service fee paid by the state, and that fee unfortunately has been frozen for 16 years. So we are in, and it's been very well publicised that we are in a 16 to 17 year pay freeze, and that dispensing fee is paid by the state, and that is the same as 2009.
Drive Time's been in touch with the Department of Health on this. It said the minister met with the IPU, as she mentioned there earlier, to discuss her objectives for expanding and reforming community pharmacy and to progressing the Budget 2025 HRT initiative. In a statement, they say this was a constructive engagement and the minister listened to the issues raised by the IPU. The IPU, they say, has committed to coming back to the minister regarding the introduction of the HRT scheme, with the goal to introduce this measure as soon as possible, and reimbursement support will be available to participating pharmacies from the date that this measure commences. Do you expect that may happen soon, Cathy, or will you be going back to the department on this?
We hope to be. So I suppose, again, we have to look at things in a realistic time frame. So having been involved in the introduction of the free contraception scheme, I know the IT system to enable pharmacies claim reimbursement for those products took 9 months to be operable into pharmacy systems. There were some workarounds in the very early days to get the scheme up and running, but it did take time. So we're really heartened to hear that Minister Carol McNeill looks forward to working with us to address both the HRT scheme issues, but also to address all pharmacy concerns.
Okay. And very briefly, Cathy, if you say free contraception took 9 months, are we still at the beginning stage of that? Are you saying that what was to come in January for women for HRT may take 9 months now?
I think if we all put our heads together and work very well and address both the secondary legislation, the exempt medicinal products, enable pharmacies to supply product when there is a shortage, that we don't have to go back to prescribers every time there's a problem, because I must have done that maybe two dozen times today, and then that the IT systems
You can't
are
put a time on it for now. So Cathy Maher, thank you very much for joining us, Chair of the IPU Pharmacy Contractors Committee. Back shortly.